psychotic depression.
He began again to speak of killing himself, but refused to go to a psychiatric hospital.
He wanted it hidden. He wouldn't go to any kind of psychiatric place, which would have been a better place. He went to the Mayo Clinic. The story went out that he was there getting treated for high blood pressure.
He registered under an assumed name because he said he didn't want the world to think I was losing my marbles. But soon, he had a sign hung on his door saying, "Former writer, do not disturb." Hemingway's doctors repeatedly administered the standard treatment for severe depression, electroshock therapy, ECT.
You could see the impulse to treat him with shock therapy, which is a great therapy if all you have is major depression with psychotic features. Certainly had depression, certainly had psychosis, but they were just manifestations of a larger illness.
Hemingway had also survived several concussions, which may have permanently injured his brain, altering his personality and corrupting his reasoning.